So there has to be a whole new way. And what happens when we read the scriptures and we understand the scriptures? The Bible tells us that there has been a new and living way. A new and living way which now everyone who is in Christ, who is a part of this new creation, who is a new man, now has a entrance into the very presence of God, alive and desiring to be in His presence, alive and awake to hear His voice. That's good news to hear, to know that the creator of the universe is able to be, as that song, as the little film clip told us, to be with us all along life's pathway. In Hebrews chapter 10, we have this description of the new and living way. It says, we have boldness, brethren, to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way. So we have a new creation, we have a new man, and we have a new and living way that Christ has secured for us, so that now we can enter in and be alive to the living God, have a relationship with Him, have His voice speak to us, direct our paths all along the way. Do you have that in your life? This is the good news. We see it every day. People are wandering about, blinded, the Bible tells us, by the God of this world, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ would shine through to them and show them that there is a new way that you can enter in, and enter in to be in the presence of God, and being in the presence of God, to hear His voice, to be guided by Him every day. That's good news. Have you experienced it? Do you know it? By a new and living way which He has consecrated through the veil, that is to say His flesh. When Christ Jesus died, He made it possible that you and I, who have no desire and no interest in God, can now have access to this same God. He says, if you put your faith in this resurrected Son of God, you believe and confess with your mouth that He has risen from the dead, and you repent of your self-will and self-way, He says, you have access to Me, because this is the way that Christ has made. It's a new and living way. Every other religion has their own ways. You got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that. You have to do, you know, 10 Hail Marys, or you have to go and, you know, bow down and do this and do this, or you have to bring fruit and you have to do this. All of these activities that you have to do, and you can hope only that you can get access to God. Here it says there's a new and living way that God, that Christ Himself has made possible, and now we can enter in. And the invitation to you is, do you want to enter in? Do you want to know that you can have access to the living God and have a relationship that is founded by this free access? He has secured and made a new and living way. So we have a new creation, the new man, a new and living way, and then He brings us into a new relationship. A new relationship that's governed by one new command. John chapter 13, verse 34, He says, a new commandment, this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are My disciples, if you have love one for another. What Jesus Christ is offering tonight, and what He offers everyone who comes to Him in faith, He says, I'm going to bring you into a whole new relationship. I'm going to bring you into a relationship with others who have put their faith in Me and trusted in Me, and they are My disciples as well. And He says, a new commandment I give you. What governs that relationship, what governs that group, what governs that community, is the fact that they love one another, because I have loved them. I have loved you. When you experience the love of Christ, when I experience the love of Christ, then I realize that every other believer in Jesus Christ that experiences His love, He says, you know what? That's the community that I want to make you to enjoy. We live in a world where social media is so active, and we tweet and we post and we snap. And yet we're so isolated and alone. Jesus says, I got a new commandment for you. I got a new commandment for you. You got to love one another. And you have to demonstrate the fact that you are a new man, that you're part of a new creation, that you have enjoyed the new access that you have to the living God by you demonstrating it by loving one another. Love is not simply a gushy, warm, fuzzy feeling. Love is intentional actions that help and build up the person whom that love is directed to. And the offer that God makes in the gospel is that I want to bring you into a new community, a new fellowship, a fellowship of believers where what governs them is this intentional behavior of reaching out and caring one for another. And he says, you know what? The world will see. The world is watching. The world is trying to find significance and meaning in life. What do you think all this social media is attempting to do to create communities? And they fail because the secret ingredient is missing. And here the ingredient is this new commandment. The new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. How did Christ demonstrate his love? He demonstrated his love when he says, you know what? I'm going to take your place. I'm going to take your place when I go to Calvary's cross. I have you in mind because you're under the wrath of God. You're under the judgment of God. I have you in mind. I am taking a specific, deliberate action towards you for your benefit. And he says, you know what? Do you receive it? Do you want to accept it? Do you want to embrace it? Do you believe it? He says, if you believe it, you're going to be in a community of others who believe the same thing. And this is the new commandment that governs that community. Love one another. And the watching world would wonder in amazement at what this community of believers is doing because of their deliberate, intentional actions towards one another because they've experienced the love of Christ. That's good news. That's good news because what the longing of heart, every man's heart, God, when he made us to be communal. He made us to be community oriented. But because of sin, we fight one another. We are separating from one another. Every kind of thing is used by the enemy, is used in our world that we live to separate people. Separate on language, separate on culture, separate on likes and dislikes. Separate on skin color, separate on all kinds of things that are made by God, which are designed to show his beauty in diversity. And here he says, you know what? When you put your faith in Christ and you experience the love of Christ, I've got a new commandment for you that's going to make a difference. This new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. And all the world will know that you're my disciple. The world is hurting. The world is looking to see what makes a difference. And what will make a difference is all those who are in Christ. Recognizing the position that we've been brought to by God's grace. The brother mentioned it earlier this evening, that it's by grace. When we enter in by grace and we realize what God is doing in starting this whole new creation, headed up in Christ, he is patterning this new creation after the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, created in true holiness and righteousness. He says, you know what? You have access to the Holy God to be able to have direction in your life. You need direction in your life? Christ has made a way, a new and living way, that we can have access to the living God. And he brings us into a community. He says, in that community, the new commandment that governs that community is love. Do you have that kind of community? Do you have that kind of understanding? Do you have that kind of relationship? Do you have those kinds of values that you so desperately long for? If you don't have them, the gospel, the good news tonight is that you can have them when you put your faith in the Son of God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to get to my last point. It's kind of interesting. We were having some conversation over dinner about the end of all times. And so often we get tied to this world. We get tied to this world. We paid a lot of confidence and a lot of trust in the things of this world. We put a lot of confidence and a lot of trust in our jobs, in our capacities to purchase and our capacities to be comfortable. And I'm not finding fault.